Ethan Mack puts up the two for the King Cove T-Jacks. Make it 20-19 now. The home team in the lead. The white, that's the T-Jacks. Boom, long three. Tried to save that. Glocko did and throw it back in, but went into the hands of the T-Jack. 11 with a jumper. Ian Samuelson with a jumper for two. Give him a 22-19 lead. Manicotic charging the lane. Nice play. And David Black to score for Manicotic. Roland Andrew the assist. Glocko wanted to go in there, and he got in a little trouble with the dribble, and so there they got it settled down. Manicotic the three was wide. Travis Black. The T-Jacks down the floor. The first one wouldn't go. Ethan Mack, his own rebound and two for the T-Jacks. 24-21. The T-Jacks on top now. 3:40 remaining here in this, the first half. Joffrey Glocko dishes to Adrian Glocko. Adrian Glocko the two. Joffrey Glocko the assist. From the free throw line, the jumper wouldn't fall for the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson. All right, here comes Manicotic, and so they're down by one now. 3 minutes remaining in the half. Manicotic thought that the tip before the over and back, but not happening. Heads up, saved by Samuelson there. Long three, not good. They're rebounding well on this end, but not on the other end. So another rebound. Ooh. So tipped out of bounds by Manicotic. Connor Samuelson to bring it in. Nice little inbound play. Oh, that'll be a foul. Foul charge to the Lynx, number 35, David Black. Ethan Mack at the line shooting two. All right, one for two. Ethan Mack from the free throw line. Long pass down the floor. In for the bucket. Make it good. I think he's going to count it. Yeah, we count that basket. And Travis Black with the score now on the line to shoot the single. Tied up 25-25. Black with that opportunity. There it is. They go up by one. 2:30 remaining in the first half. So a little full court pressures kind of got the T-Jacks stymied, and touched out of bounds by that thin ball, and there's a steal by Manicotic Lynx, and Joffrey Glocko puts up the three, wouldn't go, and so the T-Jacks to bring it in. Little man defense going on. A steal a steal and the two, Geoffrey Glocko for the Lynx. Ethan Mack, the answer for the T-Jacks for two. Manicotic up by one, 28-27, 1:39 remaining here in the first half. The semifinal contest winner will go to the championship game. Manicotic just taking care, going to get that last shot. They do. Travis Black with a three puts him up 31-27 now. Coming up on halftime. And got a foul on the play. The foul charge to the Lynx number 35, David Black. Ethan Mack at the line now. And David Black, the rebound. Travis Black inside for the two. Foul charge to Roland Andrew on the line. Levi Larson for the T-Jacks to shoot two. All right. Larson with one more opportunity here to. There it is. He gets one. Make it 33-28 now with the Manicotic Lynx in the lead. Here come the Lynx. Under a minute. Three up. Not good. Bounced long. And so Mack with the rebound coast to coast. And so the full court throw tipped out of bounds by the T-Jacks. Travis Black, the tricky layup for the Manicotic Lynx. And so another shot up and rebound. This time the steal. I think it's Travis Black on the two. David Black to steal. And there it is. That's the half, ladies and gentlemen. Good half. The King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicotic Lynx. They'll be back after a 10-minute intermission. Really in big foul trouble. Nunanik School. Up seven here. 2.5 remaining at the halftime. Get a little warm up. Winner of this game will meet New Haven tomorrow night in the championship game. So we will have on the big screen in here in the New Haven School the championship game in the girls tournament in Manicotic. All right, coming up here, 30 seconds now, we'll start the second half, this semifinal game, the King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicotic Lynx. Winner will take on New Haven. All right, the T-Jacks with the ball. Alternating possession, the T-Jacks with the ball to start the second half here. And Travis Black with the steal. Travis Black with the steal for the Lynx. Joffrey Gloco wants to bring it in. Travis Black out in front, little motion offense. There's Joffrey. Wouldn't go. Nice shot, but it just wouldn't go. Rebounded by the T-Jacks. The T-Jacks with a sizable advantage on the rebounding. And there's a pass inside. Ethan Mack puts up the two for the T-Jacks. A nice pass on the inside. Didn't get a number for you, but it was well done. Nice little pass from Adrian Gloco and slipped away from him out of bounds. Here come the T-Jacks. Joffrey Gloco playing some serious defense out in front there. Ethan Mack puts up the two. And now 37-34. There you go. Manicotic puts up a shot. Wouldn't go. Rebounded out. Nice play. And so, looked like he was tipped, but a little trap defense going on from Manicotic. And so, there you go. There's the defense the coach wanted. So, Joffrey Gloco chose not to go up. This time he does. Count it. Joffrey Gloco from the baseline for two for the Lynx. Adrian Black with a near steal, and so there's a foul. Levi Larson at the line for the T-Jacks to shoot two. Foul charge to the Lynx, Adrian Gloco. Tim Mack with a block shot. Couple of fouls there charged to the T-Jacks, Tim Mack. Joffrey Gloco at the line. It gets one for two. A technical there charged to the T-Jacks. Slapped the wall after the block shot. And so he got charged with a foul anyways. On the line now is Travis Black to shoot two. And so the... Well, the coach was plenty upset with his free throw shooter. And so we got a timeout on the floor. A 30 charge to, I think, the T-Jacks. All right, here we go, coming back after the timeout. The Lynx up 40-35, 5.5, 5:40 remaining in the third quarter. And so Manicotti, of course, with the ball after the technical. Nice little inside play. Ooh, it just wouldn't go. It hung there on the rim for the longest time and wouldn't go. Here come the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson, the two for the T-Jacks. And Joffrey Gloco making the move for the paint. Outside to the wings. Play a lot of outside wing basketball here. This Manicotic Lynx team does. Inside. Travis Black with the two. Inside for the Lynx. So a foul charge to the Lynx, I believe. Travis Black charged with the personal. Connor Samuelson gets it in. Nice rebound. Good, oh, block shot. Ian Samuelson with a block shot. All right, the T-Jacks on offense down there. Here's a block shot, actually, for the Lynx. And now the Lynx set up a perimeter offense again. Rebound into the hand, stolen by the Lynx. And Joffrey Gloco on the steal for the two. Make it 44-37 in favor of the Manicotic Lynx. Steal again on offense. Travis Black to steal and the two for the Lynx. Ian Samuelson the three for the T-Jacks. 46-40. Now the Lynx up. And so Joffrey Gloco, the point guard, giving the signal for the play they got in mind. And so he goes inside, back out to the top, over to the wing, up on the high side. That's Black, and so he's trying to go in and can't get in. Good defense. Not over and back because T-Jack touched it. Gloco, nice little move. Stolen. Ian Samuelson, the steal, and the two for the T-Jacks. Full court pass, had everybody in disarray. David Black, the score for Manicotic. Ethan Mack puts up the two for the T-Jacks. 48-44. Taking turns now. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Nice little jumper from the free throw line. Wouldn't fall. Ethan Mack, the rebound, and quickly off to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson, a long three, and it's good. Ian Samuelson, the three for the T-Jacks. And now that gets them within a point, 47-48. Got a timeout on the floor. And my guess is, and so the timeout charged to the Manicotic Lynx. Manicotic Lynx playing a pretty pressured defense game and causing the turnovers and capitalizing on those turnovers really is the make on the game. They're up by one. Here we go. The Lynx with the ball. Their half-court game has been pretty effective, actually, and so that wouldn't fall. Ian Samuelson, the rebound for the T-Jacks. Cross court to Samuelson. And now here come the Lynx. Glocko taking pretty good care of it, not going to hurry anything. A minute remaining. Travis Black's shot was not good. It was a nice little penetration, but just wouldn't keep it. Tipped out of bounds by the Lynx. And so Connor Samuelson to bring it in now for the T-Jacks. Going to get out counted. There it is, stolen by the Lynx. And Joffrey Glocko wanted to go in there, but he wisely pulled it out. There's going to be a long three. Plenty of time. Wouldn't go. Nice rebound for Roland Andrew. And now this time the drive. And this time a three goes up. No, wouldn't fall. Andrew again battling for the rebound. And so the steal by the T-Jacks, actually. Ian Samuelson. Oh, there's a foul. That'd be a foul. And so foul charge to David Black, the Manicotic Lynx, not during the shot, so they will not shoot. What? Oh, I'm thinking it was an intentional foul. Ethan Mack at the line. Intentional foul means he'll get two shots and then the ball back. Missed them both. There was a technical. There was a technical foul. I didn't see who it was. I'm sorry, but looks like it might have been David Black. And so this is Ian Samuelson shooting the technical too, and he'll get one more. And so the T-Jacks will get the ball at midcourt. Tied up 48-48 now. 26 seconds left in the half, or in the third quarter. And so another foul. Oh, geez, where is it? Foul charge to David Black, his fifth. Give him a big hand. Good game, David Black. Edward Nick now in for the Lynx. Tied up 48-48. Tough time to lose somebody on fouls, and it's actually a whole quarter to play yet, so Joffrey Gloco, the two at the buzzer for the Lynx.
You're listening to KSTP. This is live coverage of regionals. King Cobra Spanakotick, the T-Jacks. They're down by two, 48-50. This one will go on to play for the championship spot, so make sure you tune in for the next quarter. This is the last one coming up.
All right, one more quarter left. The Lynx up by two. 8 minutes on the clock left. Manicotic Lynx to begin the fourth quarter. Nice rebound for the Lynx. Nice pass. Travis Black with the two for the Lynx. And now 52-48. For the Lynx, nice little two-pass play. And Ethan Mack with the score. We're counting it. So... Ethan Mack at the line now, 52-51. Come the Lynx, Gloco. Oh, the little pass back wouldn't make it. It's Gloco playing D like he means it. There's the steal for the Lynx. Joffrey Gloco, the two from the baseline for the Lynx. Roland Andrew heads up defense, tips it out. In comes Tim Mack now for the T-Jacks. 54-51 is the score. The T-Jacks with the ball. They're down by three. Ooh, there goes a three and wouldn't fall. And so the foul charge to the T-Jacks pushing off on that long rebound. It was a long three and then a big high rebound. And so and Levi Larson with the foul. Here comes the Lynx setting up that half-court game of theirs. The shots, the three is up, not good. And Ethan Mack, the rebound for the T-Jacks. And he's hands off to Tim Mack and fast break. Adrian Gloco, the two on the fast break for the Lynx. And there's a steal for the Lynx. Mack. Adrian Gloco, two more for the Manicotic Lynx. And now 58-51, Manicotic. They're really starting to show some... Oh, foul. The foul charge to the Lynx, number 12, Joffrey Gloco. Tim Mack to bring it in for the... T-Jacks. Connor Sanderson now back in for the T-Jacks. And a timeout, folks, a 30-second timeout charged to the T-Jacks. The foul charge to Edward Nick. Back in comes Levi Larson for the T-Jacks. And Tim Mack at the line shooting the 1-1. Manicotic trying to keep it slowed down here a little bit. 6-point lead for them. And so out to Joffrey Gloco, takes really good care of the ball and into the hands of Travis Black. Black out in front, waiting for the D to come to him. And into the steal, compliments of Tim Mack, the steal and the two for the T-Jacks. Well, that's what you tend to think, yeah. Try to slow things down, that can happen to you. Tim Mack, the rebound. Rebound into the hands of the Lynx. Here come the Lynx. A three. Up and good. Travis Black, the three. Lynx, give him a sleeve in for the Lynx. Joffrey Gloco, the finish on the steal for the Lynx. 63-54, now a 9-point lead. Levi locks up the fourth. The foul charge to the Lynx number one, Roland Andrew. Levi Larson at the line for the team. The 1-3 rebound on into the hands of the Lynx. Nice rebound. And so Joffrey Gloco hands off to Adrian Gloco. And so they're in trouble over there. Timeout. A timeout charge to the Manicotic Lynx. As a heads-up timeout. The Manicotic Lynx up in semifinal contest. The T-Jacks come in seeded number two. And so another So now the Lynx with the ball are going to try to take some time off the clock. It's always got its risks. There it is. The shot up and good. And Travis Black, the two. Ethan Mack in for the two for the T-Jacks. 65-58. Oh, a steal for the T-Jacks. Tim Mack, the steal and the two. He gets the harm. And so Mack at the line to shoot a single. Wouldn't fall. The single wouldn't fall. Rebounded by the Lynx. They're doing a pretty good job of rebounding on the other end. And so they pull it back out. Get it down low. They pull it back out. Try to run that clock a little bit. Three goes up. Not good. Rebounded by Tim Mack. Long pass down to Mack. Oh. So everybody heard that. That's a foul. And so Ethan Mack at the line. Ethan Mack at the line to shoot the two. .236 remaining in the game, and so the Lynx up by two. Four. First one of Ethan Mack's is up and does not make it. Big one of these. By the way, no, I take that back. The foul was charged to 21, which is Travis Black. Ooh. Ooh, nice little bucket. Travis Black. 67-60 now. Critical bucket there. Ethan Max shot. Not down. Edward Nick. His third. Tim Mack at the line. Shooting two. He though in good. Second one's good. So here come the Lynx. Get the ball up. They're really trying to slow it down. And back out to the wing. Out on top again. And Joffrey Glocko has to run through the paint to shake some defense. Tipped out of bounds by the T-Jacks. Travis Black to bring it in. There it is. Into Adrian Glocko. And like I said, they're trying to run that clock a little bit. Playing four corners. Nicely done. There's a nice shot. Wide open. And Joffrey Glocko with a wide open shot from the baseline for the Lynx. Tim Mack, the athletic two. 69-63. And Glocko again with the ball and out to the top of the perimeter. Black, here comes Glocko around the wing. Nicely done around the wing. And Joffrey Glocko, the wing shot again for two. 71-63. Once again, Ethan Mack inside for the two for the T-Jacks. Looked like a block shot, but it's actually a foul. Foul charge to the T-Jacks 11, Ian Samuelson. Adrian Glocko at the line now to shooting two. We'll get one more. And we got a timeout on the floor. Charge to the T-Jacks. A full timeout. Two for two. Glocko from the line. Big two down the stretch. Joffrey Glocko on the break for the two. 75-65 now. There's the Ian Samuelson, the two, and he gets the steal, puts up the three. Wouldn't go. A bunch of shots there, and finally, Connor Samuelson, 13.2 left in the game. It's 75-69. There's a foul, charged to the white. And Dylan Larson now in for the King Cove T-Jacks. And so the Lynx with the ball, and they'll get it out way down at their end of the court. So got some pressure, too. And so they put it into the hands of Joffrey Glocko. He gets fouled. A foul charge to the T-Jacks at 11, Ian Samuelson. There you go. That's a contest, folks. The Manicotic Lynx with a W. They'll move on to the championship game. Good game, Manicotic Lynx, and good game, King Cove T-Jacks. And so the next contest will be the evening session, and that will be game five, will be the consolation bracket. Port Allsworth will meet St. Paul. Then at 8 o'clock, the New Stoyahawk will meet the King Cove T-Jacks. So that game at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Just an intermission here for us. $6 will only be a $2 charge to come in.